Hello, relatives. Welcome to Inner Travel Radio. I'm Gary Janess, bringing Native Outlaws the podcast. And it has been a busy week and a busy weekend. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about it. But first, as always, I'm going to welcome the relatives, wake them up, and start off with some powwow music. Song. Love that drum. So that was another powwow I attended. That was Grand Ron in 2019. And that song was right after Grand Entry. That was the honor song. And you should really see the video. All the dancers were gathered in a circle around the dancing grounds. And while that song was playing, it was pretty much prayer. You can just feel all the pride, you feel the ancestors, and it was just great to be part of it. So I'm happy that I can share it here with you too. So yeah, it's just one of the many powwows I've been to, one of the many videos that I've taken. And you can find those videos on YouTube, Native Outlaws with a Z, and also Facebook, Native Outlaws with a Z. All right, so about that weekend, let's get back to it. So, big happenings this week, actually January 13th, Savelle the Native, he had a hard copy CD come out. And on that CD, he has a new song. And pretty much dedicated to his mom, Betty McKnight. So part of what I do on Native Outlaws is I share people's posts. So I'm going to go hop on over to Savelle the Native on Facebook and share this post he wrote. It starts with, "Top of the Cot World and a huge happy heavenly birthday to my mama, Betty McKnight. Last one standing is dropping today. So in honor of my mama's birthday, I dropped one of the most heartfelt, realistic records I've created. Help me out by running it up for us and slapping that all day. I know my mama is up there cutting up to this, so make sure you do as well. Forever love, world. Ride the Bench by Savelle the Native." All right, you heard him. So here it is. Ride the Bench by Savelle the Native.
Hey yo, Trill, what up? Stack skinny, man. Said I cannot ride the bitch, I'm in these streets until they take me. My brother did a beat off for the way we had to make it. And my sister off that shit, I thank the Lord for that pace. These boys turn them in where you live. About the blessings you've been sending through. No digression, just progression. For the greater good, you conquered all them demons from them flaws. Now what's understood? So many times lately, I've been thinking about my past. Can I right the wrongs? I live with the results I ask. I pray for strength, cause I'm the only one that chose the past. Work for I forever catch me slipping. I'ma fold his ass. Never throwing stones in a glass house. Learning when to fold, throw a glass out. Staying focused in my lane, it's a fast route. Feel it in my veins, the fame can make it negative pass out. Rapping to this trap and I'm not ever acting. Smacking when it's action, I'm forever acting. Savvy everlasting, it's the whole package. Live a life you couldn't fathom. Place that I can't write this bitch. I'm in these streets until they take me. My brother did a beat off for the way we had to make it. And my sister off that shit, I thank the Lord for that patience. These boys turn them in where you live, where I'm staying.
Thank you.
there it is. Ride the Bench by Savelle the Native, and that's on his new album, Last One Standing. And that you can find that on iTunes, and that'll be coming out February 7th. And also, you can hear that song right now on YouTube. But if you just happen to be a friend of his, you can always hit him up on Facebook, and he'll sign a CD for you. Heck yeah. So here's some more Savelle the Native news. Maybe not so good news, but did have a happy ending after all. So this is an article from the Eugene Weekly, and it was written by Camilla Mortensen, posted on 1/15/2022. And it starts off with Wow Hall shooting update. Witness says 12 shots were fired into the crowd. Following the chaos of the January 14th mass shooting at the Wow Hall, Eugene Police Chief Skinner said no witnesses had come forward. However, a local rapper says he saw the shooting and has audio that he gave to the detective. Around 9:30 p.m. Friday, January 14th, calls came in reporting a shooting at the Community Center for the Performing Arts, better known as the Wow Hall, at 8th and Lincoln in Eugene. According to an early Saturday morning Eugene Police Department press conference, six people were shot behind the Wow Hall. EPD Chief Chris Skinner said at the conference that the scene was chaotic, what you would expect when six people just got shot. He called the incident the highest profile shooting we've had in the city of Eugene. And when asked if it was a mass shooting, he said the definition was if three or more people are shot. There were no fatalities as of January 15th. An EPD update says one victim remains in critical condition and the remaining five are stable. All of the victims, with the exception of one, are from out of town and appear to have traveled here for the concert. Two are female and four are male. The lone suspect is a male in a hoodie who is seen running away from the scene. According to the Wow Hall's website, Lil Bean and Zay Bang were listed as the headline act with Eugene rappers Peacoat Gang, Savelle the Native, Drethem MC, and Koran. Man, that was a tough one. Local rapper and former mayoral candidate Thomas Hyrule says he did come forward to the police detective at the scene and provided a statement as well as video and audio footage. Hyrule, who raps as Gradient, says he wants to make sure there is accurate information out there on what happened. For one thing, he says as someone who raps himself in the Eugene scene, there is a tendency for showbookers to lump all rap and hip-hop together and assume there might be violence. In the vast majority of my experience, that's not the case, Hyura says. Hyura says he was there primarily to see Savelle the Native, who was about to take the stage when the shooting happened. Savelle himself posted a live stream on Facebook of the aftermath. Hyura says he could pretty clearly see the gunman shooting, but could not see who or what he was shooting at beyond that it was toward the door the artist used to go into the Wow Hall. He says the shooter was pretty steady and described him as having some vindictiveness towards what he was shooting at. Chief Skinner said at the press conference that at the time it was not clear if the shooting was targeted or random. He said officers were looking for shell casings to determine how many shots were fired and urges witnesses to come forward. Hyrule says the shooting occurred from seemingly no prior conflict. I had no semblance or sense of tension. He says he and others were blindsided by the shooting. A statement posted on the Wow Hall website calls the shooting unprecedented at the Wow Hall, and says WOW staff and volunteers are safe. WOW Hall Interim Executive Director Deb Maher and Board Chair Jack Garina Thank first responders and urge witnesses to reach out to EPD. The tip line for the shooting incident is 541-682-5162. Wow. Now, that was pretty close to home. I mean, Eugene's not too far away from Portland, but the home part is really because I know Savelle the Native personally. I've been to two of his shows out in Las Vegas. And, yeah, I plan on going to more, especially when he comes back to Portland. And like the article said, Savelle the Native did take a live video pretty much right after the scene happened. So, gonna do what I do. Gonna go hop on over to his page and share some of his live feed audio for you.
Man. Hey, I'm live. Man, wait. Hey, the shit got wild out here in Eugene, y'all. Shit got wild, man. We all right, though? The shit got wild out here in Eugene, man. Four of my people got dropped. They started shooting at the show. Dog, I can't grasp it. I cannot grasp it. We was out there on the back porch. We was smoking. We was doing our thing. It was cool. Everything in between set. Boom. We go inside. We try to tell everybody we about to go on stage. Bow, 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 bow. Everybody, gunshots, dog. We go out back, bro. There's blood everywhere, Cuddy. There's blood everywhere, dog. It was wild, dog. Dog, we good. We good. Dog, we was 15 seconds from not being away from good. I promise you, bro. My people was laying down right now, dog. In the hospital right now. That shit is wild, Cuddy. Man, it's not even a fuck 12 thing, man. It's not even a fuck 12 thing, dog. Remember, four of my people just got shot, dog. The old boy just walked up and just binked them. Dog, right here in the back of the wall hall. Right here in the back of the... Dog, we was just on the back porch, dog. We was all just smoking. We was all doing our thing, dog. Ball, bing, 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 dog. We hear all this wild shit on the back, dog. I thought they was hella freestyling. I thought it was like busting flows and shit, you feel me? And then we look out back, bro, there's blood everywhere, bro. Everybody down, everybody laying down like I'm shot, I'm hit, dog. Everybody swore, dog. This shit was wild. My bro Spoon was unconscious for a minute, but he popped up at the end, dog. It was beautiful, low-key. He was down, dog. When he got hit, bro, he was out. He was done. You know what I'm saying? And then when the police and everybody showed up, bro, he popped up, bro, and his eyes was wide awake. And he said it was cool. He just said he was hella dizzy. So, I mean, Spoon was the only one, man. Pray for Spoon. You know what I'm saying? Like, but Spoon, Mag, Frankie, Aaliyah, they all got hit, man. They all got shot, dog. Aaliyah was in front of the Hemi and shit, dog. We go up to the Hemi and shit. We try to get up out of there. And Aaliyah down, dog. The homegirl down, dog. She got hit, bro. Shot in her motherfucking hip. Dog, I go over to Frankie. Frankie hit, dog. Frankie hit in his motherfucking ass and his balls, dog. He over there trying to get water. Spoon is not responding to nobody. Dog, this shit, dog. Dog. Shit was wild. But we saved. Barely, bro. Barely. We barely saved. And that's the wild part, dog. My guys is not safe, dog. They got hit. They got hit, dog. A old woman got hit, dog. She got kids, dog. She got children. Hit, dog. Coming out here to have a good time in Eugene, Oregon, you know. This shit is wild, man. This shit is wild, man. Real life. Dog, like I'm saying, bro, like we was in the back. The Portland cast got off stage, Jay Moolah and them. Everybody get off stage, we smoking, we in the back. We blowing and shit, everything cool, good set, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, hey, Sav, you up? You up next? You know what I'm saying? So I go on the building and I'm trying to tell everybody, hey, I'm about to be up, you know, come to the stage. Dog, and I just thought everybody was like busting hella dope freestyles and shit in the back. I thought that was like hella tension in the back and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm about to go on the stage, I'm like, alright, cool, you know, in the back busting flows and shit, you know what I'm saying? Let's get the. And then we look out back, dog, and everybody's laying down, dog. My homie's looking up at me, he's like, dog, I'm shot. He was like, I'm hit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing blood everywhere. And I look over at the other homie, bro, and he started, like, squirming around and shit, dog. And then blood starts squirting. And then when it started squirting out, I knew this shit, dog. I knew this shit was real. And then so I'm, like, in and out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to do, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm like, I want to go grab my boy, but I don't know if they're still shooting. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in and out of the dog, and then I feel like I'm fucked up as a person. Like, dog, my boy hit, and I can't even run up on him. But then I just beat down, bro, and I just ran up. You know, I started helping my people. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, dog. Like, if they coming back, like, you ain't gonna do this shit by yourself. I bet that. You know what I'm saying? That bitch ain't gonna hit by yourself. Pulled up on my boy Frankie and shit. Hold him up and shit. Trying to.
And there it is. Not so good news, but with a happy ending. So it's still early. Don't know the details. So far, nobody has died, so that's a good thing. But happy to hear that Savelle the Native is safe and sound. Like I said, I met him in person. He's a very humble native. And man, he's just a native trying to support his family with his talent. Trying to use that talent to reach his people, meet some new contacts, some new friends, and, provide for his family. So, of course, he's going to get back on the horse, keep on touring. So, prayers and blessings out to Savelle the Native. May Creator watch over you. All right, so part of Native Outlaws on Podcast is supporting my friends and, sharing their pride and their heritage. So I'm going to share this song. I would post it as sharing his pride and his message. It's a pretty powerful message, and he's giving it to you through song.
Spain invaded Mexico and the Philippines. Native America invaded by Europeans. I'm a product of rape, pillage and plundering, human with no race. So I keep on wondering, village to village, nomad, I keep wondering, killing after killing our people, they take them under it, forced to deal with it, forced to bear witness, and hundreds of years later, they ask for our forgiveness, axes with their sickness, to tax us on their business, proud of Mexicano, proud of Filipino, proud of Native Miwok, and I ain't talking casinos, still a struggle. From the hood to the breads, but this is our land. No matter what anyone says, I'm banging anything, though. I'm banging the tribe, and this is indigenous pride till the day that I die. It's still a struggle. From the youth to the elders, the only thing left is history that they tell us. The songs of the family, the story of the tribe. Indigenous pride till the day that I die.
Indigenous pride until the day I die. Loud and proud. Heck yeah. Thanks for sharing the truth, brother. You won't learn that in school. So, we're all a product of, I hate to say it, but rape, genocide, residential schools. So, today it's a good day to be Native. So, Richie can share the truth through music. I can share his truth through the platforms that I've created. And I'm going to use this platform that I created to help Richie Ladrigal with his platform that he created. So starting next Friday, 1/21/22, Richie Ladrigal has a podcast coming out. And it is called A1 Good Tree Roots, Remedies and Recipes. And that starts next Friday with Richie Ladrigal and Reggae Morris Brown. So I'm going to give you a little introduction of Richie Ladrigal through some of his music. And most of this music that I'll be playing is from his album, Indigenous Warrior. And Indigenous Warrior Enterprise is a business that he owns. You can find it on Facebook, Instagram. And you can find Richie Ladrigal's music on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, pretty much anywhere that you can find music. So make sure you share, you find him, support him on all of his platforms. And like I said, starting next Friday, he'll be on podcast too. All right, so these next two songs, first one will be Take Back the Earth 1 with John Trudell, followed by Mother Earth by Richie Ladrigal.
We're faced with a very serious situation in this generation. There are insane people who wish to rule the world. They wish to continue to rule the world on violence and repression. And we are all the victims of that violence and repression. We as the indigenous people of the Western Hemisphere have been resisting this violence and this oppression for 500 years. We know that the black people have been resisting it for at least that long. And we know that the white people have had to endure it thousands of years. And now it's come full swing to this generation that we live in. Nuclearization of the world. You see, this cannot be, we cannot allow this to continue to go on. We cannot do it.
Our elders keep on dying, traditions dying with them. And everything we need is on this earth and we deny.
Mother Earth is speaking, you just have to listen. But unfortunately, since colonialization, we had our language stripped from us to keep us from speaking to Creator and the ancestors. So if you get the chance, learn your language. Speak it loud and proud. Let's keep that positive vibe going. And that knowledge coming our way. So here's two more. This one's called Take Back the Earth 2, followed by Buffalo.
We gotta be chauvinist, or we gotta be on some kind of a class trip or some kind of an illusionary power trip. We gotta play a role, see? We gotta play a role to communicate with other people. We gotta go through this charade. Because they have attacked our self-confidence. They have attacked our self-confidence, and they have made us to listen to them. They have made us to believe that they are power. But they are not. They are violent and they are brutal, but they are not power. We are a natural part of the earth. As a natural part of the earth, we have the energy and the power that is the earth. The earth will take care of us if we will remember the earth in more than just our words. If we will remember the earth and our way of life, we are all here to play a role, and all of the animals and all of the life on the earth is playing its proper role except the human people. Somehow we are betraying. We are betraying our purpose here, and that is why we live in the confusion that we live in.
Kicked to the heart, but a young native steady scheming. is rare, knowing that life ain't fair. Nagatilla, Kukana, why? NorCal, NATO, public lie. From the Pacific Ocean to Mount Shasta. We were started for sports, Buffalo. Used to be known for a crow hop. Now it's don't stop.
Love that old school traditional flute with that new age native hip hop. Thanks for a good way to tell a story. So let's go ahead and share another chapter of that story. This next chapter is Take Back the Earth 3, followed by Back to the Res.
You think that we are wrong? You think that we are talking unrealistically? Then go look at your elders and see what has happened to your elders in your machine age society. See what kind of respect that they get. See what kind of a voice they are allowed into your society, what kind of input they have. See what their final reward of happiness is after working for this slave state for 30 or 40 years and allowing someone else to exploit their labors. What is racism? Racism is an act of war. Sexism is an act of war. It's a war against our human dignity and our rights to self-respect. This is the war that they wage there. War. They are warlike. And we have to understand that the American corporate state got to where it's at through the act of war. The next war, you want to think about a war? The next war that you better be concerned about is the one that they're going to fight here.
Astounding, king of my throne now. Nothing when they found me, but the weight of the world is on my shoulders. I lean on my tribal people, lean on my soldiers. When they try to camouflage their agendas, we rebuttal with the boycotts, huddle with my ninjas, smoke with the Indians, tell them it's a powwow. Call up all the Cali John, tell them it's a big time. Every day's a holiday, even ceremonial. Kick up dust like a horse in a rodeo. Adrigo, this is for the people. This my testimonial, indigenous. Back to the res, yeah, I'm back to the basics. Back to the fried bread, send you in my place. That's my back to the hood, yeah, I'm back to the basics. Back to the drum board, off to the races. Back to the res, yeah, I'm back to the basics. Back to the fried bread, send you in my place. That's my back to the hood, yeah, I'm back to the basics. Back to the drum board, off to the races.
Right on, brother. Back to the res. So, yeah, bringing culture back, tradition back. Heck yeah. So, hey, I'm going to go ahead and share a post from Richie Ladrigal. It starts with, thinking business owner status is a good look on me this year. I'm part owner of Unlimited Sounds and A1 Good Trees and 100% owner of Indigenous Warrior Enterprise. Would not be in this position without my life partner, Amanda Rigudo. Big blessings. Right on, brother. Big blessings to you and Amanda. So, sounds like it's going to be a happy new year, too, for you. Can't be a king without a queen, right? Otherwise, you're just a joker. Not really. As long as you're a native trying to make a difference, trying to better yourself, trying to better your community, it's all that really matters. But you know what? You know, when you have love in your life, you're always a better man. All right, so here's a message from Aranessa Turner, followed by Take Back the Earth 4. And I gotta say, my favorite song from Richie Ladrigal, I Still Believe in You.
When are we all going to learn that we are all human? When are we going to learn that we don't need recognition and power? We don't need to be great. Under the fanciest clothes and under torn up clothes, we are still human. With or without money, we are still human. No human is perfect, and mistakes do happen. The quality of the human is important. We live our everyday lives as one until we are 6 feet under. And when we are 6 feet under, we're still human. And when you leave this world, wherever you may go, we are human. From hair, skin, to skull, we are all still human, and we need each other. No matter what you look like, what ethnicity, what religion, you are still human. The emotions you express and feel are because you are human. We all are, and we all matter, because we are human. Be existing, be here, be present, live. Even if the world is so hectic, we're human and we live in it. Be together, be grateful, be loving, because in all, we are human.
They tell us to be realistic, that progress means all these things have to happen. They tell us that we can't go back to the old way. They tell us be realistic. But there is no old way, no new way. There is a way of life. We must live in balance with the earth. We must do it. We have no choice. If we allow ourselves to be apathetic, or we allow ourselves to be lied to or tolerate their lies about what they are doing to the earth, then we are betraying our intention. We are betraying our purpose here. We cannot protect that seventh generation if we do not protect the earth. We cannot protect ourselves if we do not protect the earth. The earth gives us life, not the American government. The earth gives us life, not the multinational corporate government.
For the young ones no longer here, it sends you you've been gone, it's been a longer year. It's really getting hard to keep it stronger here, but I feel you with me everywhere, far and near. I'm gonna always keep it lit for you every day, for all my nieces and my nephews around the way. Keep your memories alive in my heart with me. I know you living in the sky, you a star to me. And even though you're gone, you're never far away. You in the trees and in the birds, it's in your DNA. I see a smile in the sunshine every day. I feel your spirit in the night sky, the Milky Way. Hey, I'm never leaving you, and I'ma keep it true. And I'ma speak the truth to the elders and the youth. We all need each other like water to the boots. You still believe in me, I still believe in you.
What up, y'all? All the aunties and uncles out there, all of the relatives, all of the cousins, all of my loved ones, I still believe in you no matter what you've been through. Especially if you're young and you're vibrant and you're indigenous. Never forget, I still believe in you.
The fires and the floods, the heathens and the thugs, the violence and the drugs, they try to silence us, but still we rising up. But when we rising up, they try to line us up for the water and the checks and the cuffs. The daughters and our sons know what's up, but they got the wrong choices. We can lead them to the stages and the mic, but they got the wrong voices, got the wrong dances, the wrong circumstances, got the wrong prayers for the visions and the answers. Water and the wind, the women and the children and the men, the earth and the medicine, dancing with the birds, singing in the breeze, circumstances bringing hurt, stinging like some bees, we still planting seeds, and I'ma speak the truth to the elders and the youth. We all need each other like water to the roots. You still believe in me, I still believe in you.
Yeah, yeah, I still believe in you. No matter what, all of the relatives, no matter what you've been through, if you've been to jail, you've been to prison, you've been down in the dirt, in the gutter, in the mud, it doesn't matter, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, especially if you're indigenous, because I believe in you.
Who do you believe in? The creator and creation, Mother Earth, all her elements and all of my relations, prayers for the nations in every direction, even all the animals with all the connections, it's all for the blessings, life is full of lessons, but do we really learn and get the message? Why they try to tell me I was crazy though? Why they listen to the message on the radio? Back to the rock, to the elements, back to the prayer, to the relatives, back to the resident, a blessing from creator full of medicine. The birds and the bees, the ocean and the rivers and the lakes and the creeks. And I'ma speak the truth to the elders and the youth. We all need each other like water to the roots. I still believe in you.
What up, young ones? All you young relatives out there, all the youth, you young ones, this next generation, never let anybody hold you down. Never let anybody keep you down, cause I believe in you, just like I believe in me.
Ain't gonna lie, every time I hear that song, I tear up. So don't forget, find yourself down in the gutter, down in the mud, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, because I still believe in you. Alright, so now how does that term go again? Let's kill two birds with one stone. So I'm going to go ahead and do a shout out, see what's going on in Indian country, plus support Richie Ladrigal with Indigenous Warrior Enterprise. So what's going on is the West Coast Function Fest 2.2. That's happening June 24th through the 26th, 2022. And it is at Lake Concow Campgrounds, Concow, California. It is music, workshops, camping, fashion show, and more. So free admission for kids 12 and under. Vendors are $100. Food vendors, $250. Day passes, $75. Individual weekend passes, $200. Includes camping space and parking. Family weekend pass, two adults plus one teen, $250. Includes camping space and parking. So VIP pass information. Individual VIP pass, $350. Family VIP, $500. and that includes preferred camping space, parking, backstage, artist hospitality access, and 2 four-meal tickets. For more information, please contact email Mr. Richard Ragg at yahoo.com, and that is spelled MRRICHRAG at yahoo.com. So I came across some more news going on in Indian country. This one is an article from Native News Online, and it is written by Jenna Kuntz, dated Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. And it starts off with, tribal leaders weigh in on the Catholic Church's effort to engage over Indian boarding schools. An increasing number of Catholic organizations are joining the discussion about Indian boarding schools. But what role do they have to play in the pursuit of truth and healing, and who is their participation serving? In November, Archbishop Paul Coakley of Oklahoma City, chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Domestic Justice and Human Development, and Bishop James Wall of Gallup, New Mexico, chairman of its Native American Affairs Subcommittee, sent a letter on behalf of the organization to all U.S. bishops, encouraging them to initiate truth and healing discussions with local nations. We encourage you to consider reaching out to local tribal leaders and begin, if you have not already done so, a dialogue about the schools that were historically in your areas, as well as any that continue in operation, the letter said. The second goal of such a dialogue is to discern where reconciliation is needed and what form it might take. The letter also encourages bishops across the country to comply with the Federal Indian Boarding School Initiative, launched in June by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. If the federal government asks for any records you may possess, we encourage cooperation, Coakley and Walls wrote. If there is a request from the government to enter Catholic property and investigate historic graves, we would encourage cooperation. The Archdiocese of Oklahoma City also recently launched a project aimed at understanding its own history with the Catholic Indian boarding schools in Oklahoma. Oklahoma hosted the greatest number of Indian boarding schools in the country, at least 83, according to data collected by the Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition, the group at the helm of the truth and healing work associated with those schools. The state ran 11 of the Indian boarding schools, though historians note that, even in government-run schools, there was Catholic influence. The last Catholic Indian boarding school in Oklahoma, St. Patrick's in Anadarko, closed in 1965. What is the initiative? The work of the initiative, called the Oklahoma Catholic Native Schools Project, is twofold. Part of it focuses on historical document research, and the other on collecting survivors' experiences. The project's coordinator is Michael Scaparlanda, the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City's chancellor and a retired law professor at the University of Oklahoma. He told Native News Online that the initiative will likely take a year. For the research, the Archdiocese has enlisted the volunteer work of Professor Brian Reinfleisch at Marquette University in Milwaukee, where records from the Bureau of Catholic Indian Missions are kept. Reinfleisch, who specializes in Native American history, says he expects the records to reveal violence that took place in Indian boarding schools. The very nature of boarding schools is violence, whether that's cutting hair, asking you to give up your religion, and talking about restricting your religion and adopting Catholicism, he said. You see that all in the record, so I'm just assuming violence is there. Reinfleisch told Native News Online that there are hundreds of thousands of documents on just the Oklahoma boarding schools. He will be responsible for writing a report with his findings. Scaparlanda said that report will then be made public. The A second part of the project, collecting oral histories, has already begun. In October, Catholic deacon Roy Callison, Cherokee Nation, began hosting listening sessions along with his wife, a member of the Choctaw Nation, to hear from Oklahoma boarding school survivors and their descendants. Callison said the two were inspired after the news of the mass grave of unmarked children being discovered in Canada, and he thought he could help gather some information for his own population. Eventually, Archbishop Coakley contacted the couple to help lead the Oklahoma Catholic Schools Native Project in continued listening sessions. Callison hosted the fifth one on January 9th and says they won't stop until they visited every region of the state. There's no training required because basically what we do is we go into the parish and I'll usually assist in Mass and then we'll have a listening session after in one of the parish halls. I just explained to them that we're wanting to document this to find out anything that went on in Catholic Native American boarding schools, and they know I'm recording it, and they're free to just speak whatever's on their mind. Callison said that, so far, he's mostly heard from descendants of survivors, and he's mostly heard about positive experiences. In the upcoming months, Scapperlanda said, the Native Project also plans to document the oral histories of boarding school survivors and their descendants, collected by University of Oklahoma PhD candidates. My assumption has been by having professionals under a professor at the University of Oklahoma that they would receive whatever training was necessary by nature of their academic program, he said, and they will receive the best practices and training coming from indigenous communities. And a tribal response. While Native leaders support the message sent by Coakley and Wall in their letter to the bishops, they also urge extreme caution. After the letter was sent out in November, the Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition released a statement saying it has been calling for churches to share the records for years, and there cannot be any further delays. Churches also need to understand that in this process of truth and justice, a basic principle is not to cause any further harm. This includes being self-serving and seeking absolution, the statement said. This is a time for survivors, tribal nations, and indigenous people to lead on this issue and center their own healing. So we urge extreme caution in churches reaching out to survivors, beginning healing initiatives, recording stories, or centering their perspectives and interests on this history. The churches are perpetrators in these genocidal crimes against humanity, so they should act as such in all their communications with the victims and survivors. And a good first step for the church to take. On the other hand, some believe the Catholic Church has a responsibility to right its wrongs, though keeping in mind the best practice on how to do so. Maka Black Elk, Oglala Lakota Nation, the Executive Director for Truth and Healing at the Red Cloud Indian School, a former boarding school in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, sits on the Board of Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition, where his main role is to serve as a liaison to the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church ran numerous amounts of these schools and have, by far, the greatest share of any denomination of Christianity, he told Native News Online. There is still a deep schism in the community between the Catholic Church and Native peoples that I personally believe needs healing. Since Red Cloud began its work, the first project of its kind in September 2020, Black Elk said they have learned a lot about the protocol. We really see the importance of having those kinds of difficult conversations about what does it look like for the Catholic Church to remain active in Indian country? What should look different? How should the Catholic Church really address this history in a more active way instead of a more passive way? He said, NABS was a great resource for this. When it comes to the eventual collection of stories and engaging with survivors and alumni, we have to have mental health, spiritual health, and support available and ready. Overall, the bishop's November letter was an important step towards healing, Black Elk told Native News Online. I think this is a powerful first step for the church to make this effort to say, y'all need to know about the history, he said. If you have tribal communities in your diocese today who have this history in your diocese, you need to start finding out the basic information. And that's the end of that article. So really, you can't expect the church to give the truth. We're going to find the truth from the stories of our relatives, the residential school survivors, and the stories that they have to share. So some more not so good news with pretty much a happy ending. I'm happy to hear that the tribes are involved and they're going to oversee everything. So it's a good day to be Native. So I'm going to go ahead and end this episode here, but not without sharing some culture and heritage through another powwow video. This last powwow is one that I went to at Portland Community College in 2020. So turn it up and feel that drum beat. Be a powwow without the MC, and you heard the man. 6 o'clock dinner time. All right, so I'd recommend the powwow cow burger. Yum yum. 2 beef patties, sandwich, and some fry bread. Heck yeah. All right, so with that being said, feathers up, and I'll see you out on the red road.